Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. Just want to share some emails with you on this topic. If you have anything to say, you got to call in right now or on to something else. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. This is a good point. Talking about, this is in a Green Bay area high school. A girl apparently let a friend record her. She went down a little kiddie slide, flashing her breasts, which is now there for the rest of her life. She's 18. I do think I'm going to tell the school about it if they're not aware of it. I think they need to be made aware of it, as do her parents. And if her parents do know and don't care, and I don't know that, but if they do, suppose her parents are contacted. Well, so what? A friend says kids have always been this stupid. They just now have a vehicle to facilitate worldwide stupidity. I'll tell you what. When I was a kid, I mean high school, I can think of like one or two girls who would be stupid enough to flash their breasts to guys because they thought it was funny. And they sure as hell wouldn't have. And these were the girls that had, as we said back then, reputations. And they wouldn't have been stupid enough to let someone take their picture at the time. But they were, and when they did this, then the whole school was talking about him. Hey, she flashed her breasts for this guy, and this guy. This is for the whole world to see. Forever. Jerry, if the girl is 18, there really isn't anything you can do about it. She is a legal adult, and as such, she can make whatever stupid decisions she wishes. This is why stupidity should be painful. I can tell the school. I can tell her parents. Somebody can talk to her. I can do that. This is what people don't understand, and it's not just photos, nude photos. It's everything. It's out there now forever. Katie in Sheboygan. Katie, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes.
I wanted to express that I think all the callers are focusing on the wrong issue. I think it has more to do that we now have technology that's incredibly powerful, more powerful than I think these young minds can comprehend. And I feel really sorry for the youth, because everything that they do seems to get captured and put out there for everybody to see, where maybe when you were younger, if you did something incredibly stupid, it happened, it went away, life moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think that it has to do with her upbringing. I think that a lot of youth don't realize the incredible powerfulness of the technology that we're placing into their hands at an increasingly younger age.
I think that's true. And I mentioned that earlier, that they still don't realize the forces with which they're dealing. That is just getting harder and harder, though, for me to believe, because at her age, 18, okay, she was born the same year as Internet Explorer. You know, it's been around her whole life. How can she not know what she's putting out there?
For an example, I'm a business owner, and I love politics. So Facebook is really difficult because I do have to bite my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when you have a captive audience, your passion just sort of takes over. And not that she was passionate about this, but the moment caught up with her. And I don't think that she was looking long term. Certainly she should. I have to filter what I put on Facebook. And, you know, I think that you're absolutely right. The schools do need to address this and you know, pound it into their head over and over again what the repercussions will be. But I don't think that, you know, it's because her parents or because of, you know, religion. I think everyone could make a mistake like this. I think it's getting them before they make that mistake.
Katie, thanks for the call. To Craig on the road. Craig, how you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I'm going to play devil's advocate and just ask two questions that, if you're a thinker and you think about these, are difficult to answer, but shed light on this. First of all, why is it wrong? Is it wrong because I don't like it? It offends me because I think it's wrong, or you think it's wrong, or we as a society think it's wrong? And where does morality or moral law ultimately, where does it come from? Do we vote on it? Is it a 51-49% vote? Is that what makes something morally correct?
Okay, let's take the first question. Why is it wrong?
I would say it's wrong because I'm a Christian man, so I receive my moral law from the moral law giver, who is God.
Uh-huh. And by the way, and Craig, I can see that that certainly is part of it. But there are those who don't follow faith anymore who still recognize that some of the laws and mores that come from religious faith are still a good idea.
Right. So your question is, how do we get here? We get here, those who don't follow any moral code have over the past 100 or couple hundred years benefited from a society that has, in general, ascribed itself to a Christian moral code.
Okay, Craig, let's take all of that out of it. Let's do this. Let's forget about that it is wrong. Let's forget about that it is immoral. How can she not know this is going to come back to bite her in the butt at some point?
If it's not wrong to her, then she knows about that at this point. She doesn't care.
Yeah, see, and I get that, but she's just voyeuristic, or I'm sorry, exhibitionist.
Maybe she's wrong for allowing it to come back and bite her in the butt. How would it, if it's not wrong, how would it bite her?
But she knows that they're, okay, she knows that they're, whether or not she thinks it's wrong, she knows a lot of people, those who might hire her in the future, are going to think it wrong.
You're ascribing to a moral code.
Well, no, what I'm ascribing to is she should realize whether she accepts that moral code, others who would give her a job would judge it. You don't have to agree with something to realize it's in your own interest to go along with it. Thanks a lot for the call. To John in Stevens Point. John, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Morning, Jerry. I just think, you know, we're looking at questions to things that have been going on or shaping our world for the last 30 years or so. You know, the rise of MTV and the way that people have been betrayed on television and how easily it is to get your 15 minutes of fame.
I pointed to Miley Cyrus, but you can also point to things that are available on TV right now. And this is why I've really pulled back on watching shows like Orange is the New Black. It's nearly porn. A lot of the cable TV shows are nearly porn. These kids and my kids talk about this all the time. How sheltered they were compared to their classmates. The movies they were allowed to see, the video games, or I should say that they weren't allowed to see, the video games that they weren't allowed to play. They are just realizing now how we prohibited them from seeing things that their cohorts, their peers, saw at a very young age. And I do think that is part of it. Kessler on the road. Kessler, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, I was just calling that topic. I think kind of touching on what the last caller talked about, like morals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually have, two daughters who are teenagers. And, if you've gone to buy clothing and if you watch TV shows, nothing, you know, every commercial is about sex. Every TV show, you try and find a good show, even go to ABC Family or something like that. You know, these younger kids aren't learning. So then I guess that goes back to the family that, you know, if they're being allowed to watch this, you know, listen to the mainstream music, it's not very, you know, appropriate for what you would say you'd want to bring your, you know, children up.
Yeah, and here's another thing. Thanks a lot for the call. There is this weird desire to be famous these days, no matter how you get there, that the technology does allow just about anybody to become famous. Well, I'll bet you if I take my clothes off, that'll work. That's what I talked about with the Miley Cyrus thing. And now just, well, okay, I can't sing, I can't dance, but if I flash my boobs, by gosh, they'll notice. They'll see that. It just makes you wonder where are these kids going to go from here? I don't know. All right, we've got a lot of things to get to. After 10 o'clock, we'll get into the latest from Washington. I also definitely want to play the Bob Costas commentary, but I want to get into something else in 3 minutes. Talk about unintended consequences. 9:46.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.